Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A Meade County farm family is using their tobacco greenhouses to generate an additional income on their farm. Nicholas and Bethany Hardesty are growing poinsettias in the off-season to supplement their income on their traditional first-generation family farm.
We just have a feeling that tobacco will not always be our main source of income, whether it was a crop in the field or a crop in a greenhouse. We don't think that tobacco will always be our source of income. So we wanted to go ahead while tobacco was still profitable to go ahead and experiment with something else of some nature, whether it was poinsettias or chrysanthemums, which are mums.
Nicholas Hardesty says he and his wife Bethany began working with their first greenhouse before they were married and have continued to expand with the addition of poinsettias 2 years ago.
It's been a challenge, but we have learned. I didn't learn to raise tobacco plants overnight. It didn't just happen, magically. So we have learned a whole lot. We have improved and gotten better with them. And we have doubled production from last year. And if things go well this time, I foresee us to maybe double production again for next year.
Yeah, the market seems to be one that will continue to grow.
People love the Christmas holiday season. And I mean, we like to decorate for the holiday season and whatnot. So it's a very intriguing thing to get into. And what it lets us do right now is it allows us to start to double crop greenhouses where we are not sitting, tobacco transplants are finished in June, so we would sit empty from June until the following March.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Nicholas Hardesty says the poinsettias have helped his wife Bethany come home to work on the farm.
Our goal all along was a way to get her from public work and get her on the farm to help. And that's what the greenhouses have allowed us to do.
He adds marketing the poinsettias came from their experience as 4-H members.
And I remember being as a 4-H kid and when I was growing up that we sold poinsettias for a fundraiser this time of year. That was our main fundraiser for 4-H.
You can find more details on the Hardesty Farms Facebook page. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.